I would like to go through the tour and the Shulchan Aruch and just discuss a little bit in terms of how the Pesach relates to the Sugya. Halacha l'maisa, I'll sort of present the conclusion at the outset, which is the Ramah is Machmir, and the Shach thinks it's not a Chumrah. The Shach, Sif Katan Gimel, goes on at some length. He thinks it's really Ikar Hadin. I'm going to explain why I think that the Rabbeinu Chanan al-Sugya is actually quite difficult. I'll explain why I think a point that is not made in our Sugya. But nonetheless, that is the Ramah's Pesach. And then the Ramah goes on at great length. If you saw the Ramah, it's a hard Ramah to read, talking about, you know, various kinds of scenarios and whether you do a bedika, you don't need a bedika, and so on. A bedika here is not a regular bedika, but rather actually a kind of a medical bedika, something of that variety. Lamasa, when you deal with this situation, if a woman can't identify the source of the bleeding, but she's finding blood in the urine, the way to resolve the halachic problem is to go see a doctor and let the doctor determine the cause of bleeding. Because inevitably, it's going to turn out to be some type of condition. More serious, less serious from a medical perspective, whether it's a UTI, whether it's something with the kidneys, a kidney stone, whatever it is. The doctor will be able to determine. Once the doctor has made a determination, then there's already one can question how much, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan asks, well, how much do we rely upon the doctors? Today we rely upon the doctors. And the Aruch HaShulchan is not even talking about the question of Jewish or non-Jewish doctor, but I think that medicine today is obviously far from perfect, and there are times that doctors think that they know things that they turn out to be totally wrong, like, you know, the FDA pyramid, you know, all those carbs and sugar, right? Speaking of. But, and, you know, just because it's killed millions of Americans over the past 50 years, you know, just a few people. But nonetheless, doctors today are much better at getting to the causes of things. Then it can always solve them, and so we would rely upon a doctor to determine what the source of the blood is. You know, if there's an infection or something else like that, and if there is, then the woman would not be tamei. If the woman is not going to want to go consult with a doctor, and you as the rabbi are forced into the situation at the Pascha, and then you have to know that Ramah, but that's not a good way of going about things. So anyway, so let's talk. Yes.
Just to clarify, we can rely upon the doctors in order to determine whether or not it's damak or not.
Yes. No, the doctors can ascertain whether it's damak, in effect, that it's coming from the kidneys, that it's coming from, you know, some type of a cut or something like that. Normally, if it's external enough, the woman should be able, especially if she feels something, may be able to identify it and press against it and feel the blood, in which case she's identified the damak. You don't need to see the doctor.
Dr. Moshe say he just didn't understand why I think the Ron was so made on the Rovin.
So again, the question is, I agree, I understand that. The question is, in what context?
Okay.
So we are much, the firm world and the world of Pesach today, you know, are far less skeptical of doctors. You know, parts of the firm world are very skeptical of scientists, but not doctors. In the firm world, the firmer you get, they know who the biggest experts are. Right? You go to the fanciest hospitals, the ones who specialize. You go to the waiting room, and you understand exactly what I mean. And that's not a criticism. It's just an awareness that, despite perhaps the denial of science in certain parts of the Orthodox world, the lines are generally drawn between science and medicine. Unless medicine can't help them, then they might resort to other alternative forms. You know, that might be found Talmudic sources or things like that. Hey, listen, if the doctors can't cure your hepatitis and squeezing pigeons' necks over somebody's stomach you think cures it, of course people are going to try that. I would try that because I don't think it works. What? There's some New York City pigeons I'd like to volunteer for that job. Anyway, Jacob, do you have a question?
Before she gets to the doctors, were you going to say it's for me not here?
She probably should at least abstain, certainly from Tashmish. But, you know, if she's pretty sure what it is but needs to go see the doctor, you know, maybe from Shardvarim, or, you know, you don't need the Machmir, but certainly should refrain from Tashmish. Okay, so the Torah himself only quotes two opinions. So I want to read the Torah briefly. Ha'isha shematelas mayim b'seichel v'nimsa b'dam Kosav Harambam Shihi Tahora Bacholin Ben Yosheves Ben Omedes Ovein Mekalachas Oshasesas. Vadoni Yavi Arasa Kosav the Yosheves Tahora Bacholin and the Chavan Shemakom Rachav Lahodame Raglaim, the Makar Lavi Mishantam. Aval Baomedes Shemakom Tsarla, Imzanekis Betoch Hasefo Shemaim Yotzim Biki Loach Tahora, Vom Shosis in Masfas Hasefo Tamea. This part of the Torah, and I'm not, again, if we were reliant upon in dealing with the Ramah and so on and so forth, and we were going through the details, I would spend some time on this. But you appreciate, I hope, the difficulty in the Torah. Why does the Torah make a distinction of Betoch HaSeifel and Asfas HaSeifel? If you hold like Rabbi Yosei, you're Mitame Omedes Vishoseses. It doesn't matter whether it's Betoch HaSeifel or Asfas HaSeifel. And if you're Omedes and Mizanekes, so then there should be no difference between Toch HaSeifel and Tzvas HaSeifel. Either it should be Tahar. There are a number of different approaches that are taken here. I'll just mention one, the Taz. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this, but you have to at least admire there's a certain degree of simplicity in it, which is, and he just says, in order for an Isha to be Mizanekes, when she's standing, she has to spread her legs, in which case she could be straddling the seifel, and that's why it would be pound betoch haseifel. But if not, she can't be straddling the seifel, so that's why it's likely to be found al sfas haseifel. But it's really, in other words, in effect for the Taz, al sfas haseifel and toch haseifel are extraneous. They're just diber hator behove, which is why it's strange. Why does the Torah bother to add that in? Yitzi? Because it makes no sense when she's Omedes. That only makes sense in a very localized context. Think about it. In other words, for a bear that you should really be Metame, because maybe it's Danida. Well, if it were Danida, you would have expected to be found Asfas HaSeifel. Which means, in that very scenario, when it's found Asfas HaSeifel, and not, that's a question, Betoch HaMayim, so then you assume it's Danida. But it's totally irrelevant to Omedes and Yosheves. To Omedes. Why would that be relevant if she's Omedes? She's not Omedes al Sfas HaSeifel. Not a good practice. Did I answer your question at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also myself.
Fine. So these were the first two shitas. Then the Beis Yosef, of course, quotes the Hagos Maimonios, quoting the Maharami Rutenberg. And according to the Maharami Rutenberg, the only case where Rabbi Yosef, the only cases where Rabbi Yosei is Metaher are Omedes or Yosheves if she is Mizanekes. And the advantage to that, of course, is that it explains why the Gemara goes through the entire Shakla Mitarya. If Shmuel, and you can say that you can't just dismiss it as a machlokes had a paskin, because Shmuel is engaged in the Shakla Mitarya and Shmuel is the one who paskins, like Rabbi Yosei. So that's what the Maharami Rutenberg says. The Ran in that Tshuva, if any of you read the Tshuva at this point, I told you could skip it if you hadn't read it, so I take it everybody skipped it. It's Kedai, by the way, when you're going to read, I discovered in reading the Beis Yosef, it's Kedai to read the Tshuva, the Ran, because the Beis Yosef very clearly abridges certain things. And as such, sometimes if you're not, you may have trouble understanding fully what he's quoting from the Ran, simply because you haven't seen, because he abridged, he saw the whole Tshuva, and you're not. But anyway, the Ran writes, you're right, I agree, the Shaka Vantarya has to be relevant as well. It is relevant. You know why it's relevant? It's relevant that if she's, even according to Rabbi Yosei, who is Mitaher when she is Yosheves, and when she is Yosheves under all circumstances, and Omedes, I'm not sure which way he's going there, whether he's going, he's probably going with the Rambam and Rashi and the Rashba and the Ramban, be my guess. I should know, but I don't remember offhand which he came explicitly one way or the other. But he says, you know what, it's Lamaisa, if she's Yosheves Asvas HaSeifel, and then she's Matelas Maya Matoch HaSeifel, and there's no blood in the urine, but there is blood on Asvas HaSeifel, so that's, I don't want to say, Yadayim Ochichos, that it's Damnida. But the Ran says, if there's blood both in the Seifel and on the edge of the Seifel, there's no Hochach anymore for Biyosei. Because remember, the way the Ran frames the entire Machlokas for Biyosei and Rameir is whether Chayshin and Lemi'uta or not. So if it's only found Al Sfas HaSeifel and Apetoch HaSeifel, so it's not a Mir anymore, nor likely that it is coming Min HaMakor. Whereas, if it's found betoch hamayim, once again, even though it's also found as fasa seifel, the Ran says it's like all the time when someone urinates, which is, it starts out in a stream, and at the end, you get a little bit dribbling out. You get shosessus, because that's just the way it works. So just as there was dam in the seifel, there's dam, which with the urine, that drips out a little bit at the end. Okay. So then, there is the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Ran dismisses this. The Ran writes, Ein Eilu Ela Divrei Nevius. It's a pretty strong line. So the Beis Yosef says, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. At the end of the day, he paskins like the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba. But the Beis Yosef says there is a smach ledvar. He thinks it might even be a raya, a good raya, and he points to the sugya that we looked at. We looked at Tosfos briefly yesterday, but the sugya in Yudal and Amud Beis, with the Gemara has a machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Chia, whether or not it's also machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, whether or not. A woman who finds blood on an eid she'ein badok, and she wipes herself with it at night, and in the morning she discovers a kesem on it. So Rabbi Meir is metame, Rebbe is metame mishum nida, and Rabbi Yosei sounds like Rabbi Chia in that sugya certainly is metame mishum kesem only. Rabbi Chia changed his mind. He once was metame mishum nida, later changed his mind metame mishum kesem. And it would look like from that sugya that Rabbi Yosei is metame mishum kesem, not mishum nida. And the Rambam and a couple of others happened to paskin that way. That roa damen an eichein abaduk la, she did a bedika with it. So the Rambam says that she is tamei mishum kesem. Then the Gemara has a comment that Rebbe, when Rebbe was metame mishum nida, he was following Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yosei, when he was metame, was la'atzmotir, meaning he was following his own sheet. And they point to the machlokas on Daf Nun Tes about Roa Dam Bahashtana, which would suggest that Rabbi Meir holds that the woman who finds blood in her urine is Tmei Mishum Nida, and Rabbi Yosei, who's Metaher, the Mishnah says Metaher, but Rabbi Nochan understood, yes, Metaher Mishum Nida, Metame Mishum Kesem. And he quotes a number of ideas why you wouldn't want to create such a large gap. There's a tendency, the Gemara and Shabbos has in one place, where you'd rather not have a machlokas atanaim of chayiv and mutter. Either chayiv and potter, or have potter and mutter. But to have one tana holds chayiv, and one tana the other extreme holds mutter, is unusual. It's not impossible. Davar shein miskaven. Well, on Shabbos, it's not true. Maybe all those cases, there actually is only one degree of separation between them. But be that as it may, So the Machaber says, I'm not paskin that way, but you shouldn't think that there's no basis of being selmech upon it. Okay, the next step to be aware of is the situation where the woman does a bedika immediately after Tashmish and finds dam. So the Mordechai, let's read very briefly that paragraph. Now, just a note before we read the paragraph. The Machlokas, the Rush, and the Ran. The Ran believes if a woman finds, was Yosheves al Sfas HaSeifel, and finds Dam al Sfas HaSeifel only, and not in the Mayim, so then the Ran believes that she's Tamei. That's why the Shachlan tire's there. But the Rush doesn't make any such distinctions. The Rush believes that if she finds Dan, no matter where she finds it, if she was Yosheves, she's Tahora B'chol Ofan. So even if she finds it only al Sfas HaSeifel. So if you turn to the paragraph where you have Kasu Hagos Maimonios, Perek Hei, can I have a volunteer who wants to read this? Yitzi? Right, you can't establish that it's Damaka, which is his own topic. So then, she is Tamea.
Right. Shaz Derek Level E Mir Zang. Avaim Baka, Bafar Kat Matza Dam. Hahu Dam have a min Hamako. Given the law to Mamash E Mimir Aradam account.
Right. So he says that even if Rabbi Yosef is betar under all circumstances, but if she doesn't find any dam in Ashtana, she doesn't find dam on the Sefer, but she does a bedikin and she finds dam, so she's tamei. The nira. Right, are like the little drops of, you know, vestiges of, okay. Not only according to the Ran, who's mitame when you find the dam al sfas sefel, not in the sefel, but elafilu. Okay, so it's a very important point. The whole discussion here, the dam, at least at the starter, is that only if the dam is found by Hashtana or found al Sfas HaSefel is what to talk about. But if you're talking about no dam in with the urine, but only finding blood in the afterwards, so that already everybody is more than principle that she's tamei, unless you can establish that it's damaka. Yes.
I'm just kind of a little bit confused about what case we're talking about here. Because it seems like the Mordechai and Rabbi Maimon are talking about the Dika, like, you know, when she enjoys herself after.
That's what they're talking about. No, they are.
Is that what the Rush is also talking about?
Well, firstly, it's probably the Rashba, but I know it says the Rush, probably the Rashba. But he doesn't talk about that case. The Rashba just says that it doesn't matter, even if it's found only al Sfas HaSefel, but not Petocha HaSefel, Rashba says she's still Tahora. But what's being claimed here by the Beis Yosef is that the Rashba would be Moda in a case where there was no Dam Bahashtana. The Dam was found in her, after she was done. You see?
So the Darkei Moshe, when he says, you know, Kulei Alma, that if she finds blood afterwards, he's saying even if there is Dam Bahashtana, maybe say about.
Well, correct. Because, correct. He's more Machmir.
But he says the Kuliyama, meaning he's reading that into the Rush as well, presumably. Like, it might just be like,
which document is she talking about? There's a problematic Ramah, the Shach points out. But which
this isn't the
Kasar. Yep, I'm looking. Oh my God. Well, I don't know exactly what this case is. Well, we'll talk about it when we get to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. And as he, all the Ramah is saying here is that even the one Manda Amar, who's Mitara when she's Omedas, that's only Nimsa Betoch Me Raglayim, and she doesn't see afterwards. But if she sees afterwards, she's Tamei L'Chuleyama. Except the case that he describes doesn't sound like a case where. And what does it mean? Regila leres dam al hamayim la'achar she'asat tzrachaha. How do you know she's done? Okay, whatever it is, he assumes that there's something that comes after she's finished being mashtenis. So you're saying that is totally irrelevant according to the Ramah's Chumra in the first place. You know, that if it was shosessa, it would be relevant only if it was mizanekes and betoch hamayim. And you're presumably not mizanekes those things, I guess. But the Ramah is quoting this primarily that even if you hold that Omedes is Tahora, that's only if the dam is nimse betoch me raglayim, and she doesn't see afterwards. But if she finds blood afterwards on her doing bedika, or doing kinuah, then that's tamei according to everybody. Okay, that's, I'm not sure, what is it you're asking? You're saying that doesn't, for the Ramashi, it's barely even necessary.
No, I'm saying he's, Yossi Yosef is saying that, you know, everyone would agree that if she didn't see it, then she finds one afterwards, you know, then even according to the Rush, she's going to be, you know, Tamei.
The Rush, right.
I don't like, see how there's any fitters there, meaning, like, why would you assume otherwise? But over here...
Well, you would assume because she saw right after the thing that maybe it's just the vestiges of. So that's only... It is. It's true.
She didn't see in it.
Yeah, so... agree. Well, okay, that's the... But still, it only came after she was mashtenis. So maybe it didn't make its way out, but it was from something when she... Okay. So the Rashba is Moda.
Okay, but, right, but over here, he's going one step further. He's saying, once she does the Medika afterwards and she still finds Nam, so then the Rush, I would... He's saying Lekulei Alma, so I think he's saying that the Mechaber is wrong, the Rush would be a Moda in this case.
No. Firstly, he's not commenting on that part.
But it's, I mean, it's,
He's saying, he's talking about a case where you're... He says, "Afilum omed dafilum on the om the metayer, afilum omed as hainim dafka shadam nisib betoch meiraglayim hinerach hakach." Aval ki agavna the bus at the time umaya he roa tamei lechulei alma. I assume it meant that the bus at the time umaya she didn't see blood in the urine, but she sees blood afterwards. I realize you could read it either way.
Okay, yeah, I didn't.
I realize you could be medayik kind of dafka shadam nisib betoch meiraglayim hakach. But if one of those is missing. Even if, in other words, if she's roa dam betoch meiraglayim and roa hakach, that everybody's mitame, but not necessarily. Okay. The tshuva of the Ran, which we're not going to read the rest of it here. The tshuva of the Ran is talking about, you know, the situation where the woman finds a called chatzatz edom. It sounds like a little like I don't know stuff.
Why do you say chatzatz edom and chatzatz adom?
Adom. I don't know why. I don't know. Chatzatz Adom.
Okay, I thought like maybe like...
No, not Edomite Chatzatz. Chatzatz Adom. So, it sounds like it's some kind of particles or something like that. Mati?
I was just wondering, maybe it's like the language of Chatzatz is because of film, kind of?
It's possible. It sounds, though, it's more like granular. Like Kamin Chol or something like that. So, again, I'm not, if one wants to, I don't know, did anybody here explore the condition the Rama describes? Herrenwind? Herrenwind. Or Herrenwind. I'm not a clue as to what it is, but I'm sure if you consult a medical specialist, they can probably give you some idea what the condition might be. Anyway, so the Ran basically talks about how if this is distinct from her dam nida and she has no dam now, that's a sign that this is obviously not menamakor, but it is something else. Okay. Now, the question, so that's enough as far as all I have to say for the Beis Yossi for the moment. Yes, Yossi?
Question, for the Ran, how does the Shaka Tardia about Rabbi Meir Shita help illuminate Rabbi Yossi's position?
Because what he would agree with is that if it's Nimseis, the Gemara implies for Rabbi Meir, the reason why she's Tahor Yosheves is because it was found in the Seifel, not on Sfas HaSeifel. But what it means, he says, therefore, for Rabbi Yosei, if it's found al Sfas HaSeifel and not inside the Seifel, and she was Yosheves al Sfas HaSeifel, then even Rabbi Yosei would be Moda that she's Tmeah. And that's why the Shaka Tahor is relevant. Rabbi Meir is shifted over. But without the Shakla Vataya, the assumption would be that Rabbi Yosei is always Mitahir, no matter what.
So now that Rabbi Meir is only Mitahir, and if it's only inside the Seifel?
I mean, it's inside the Seifel instead of being Al Sfas HaSeifel. That's where Rabbi Meir is Mitahir. But Al Sfas HaSeifel. So he would agree with Rabbi Meir that if it was found only Al Sfas HaSeifel and not Betoch HaSeifel, he would agree that that she's Tameah. Correct. Yossi agrees only on Sfas HaSeifel, and it's not Betoch HaMayim, that's a Hechrech, that it's Dam Nida.
In which case would Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir disagree?
If it's found inside the Seifel and on Sfas HaSeifel.
Okay. And then the reason for that, how does that, what does that have to do with the
So the Rameyer believes that you need a hechreach. Yechoshe shlemir, unless there's a hechreach that it wasn't bam in amakar. Rabbi Yosef believes you're not choshe shlemir, and you know therefore it's not a problem unless there's a hechreach that it was bam in amakar. So if it's found only in the Mayim, that's a hechreach that it wasn't bam in amakar. If it's found only on the Seifel, that's a hechreach that it was bam in amakar. If it's found in both, so there's no hechreach one way or the other. So Rameyer opts for his default position, chashin lemiuta, and Rabbi Yosef is not choshe shlemiuta. Okay. Now, just to review for a moment to think about how things should work out. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, and I wanted to point out what my issue with Rabbeinu Chananel is, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, when would a woman be tahora? Under what, which of any of these four circumstances?
She's leaving completely, without
testing. Completely. No, correct, completely.
I mean, there were certain that's very quiet.
I'm sorry? Of the cases of Omedes Yosheves, Mizanekes, Shoseses, Svasa Seifel, Tocha Seifel, all those, is there a case where Rabbi Nochananel would say Rabbi Yosef is Metaher Lagamre?
Shouldn't.
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't? Why
not? Because Rabbi Nochananel understands Rabbi Yosef being Metaher. It's Metaher Mishum Kesa, Metame Mishum Nides. Rameir said that Omedes is Tamei, Yosheves is Tahor, which obviously means Tahorah. Minida, but not Kesem. And Rabbi Yosef says that Beno Medes Beno Sheves it's Tahora. If you're going to say Rabbi Yosef is only Mitai Mishum Kesem, means he's always Mitai Mishum Nida, means he's always, in both those cases, presumably, he's Mitai Mishum Nida. That's what you would think. And there are those who want to say for Rabbeinu Chananel, indeed, the only time Rabbeinu Chananel is Mitahu is in the second part of the Mishnah, the Seikh Sveika, when they're Ish Ve'isha Sheitilu Tochamayim. But in the Reish of the Mishnah, in the Reish of the Mishnah, that's a lechatchila, which is asura. That's asur. If you hold like the Maharami Rittenberg, under what circumstances would you be mitaher? Well, let's first talk about omedes yosheves mizanekes or sesas. Yes. Omedes misanekes and yosheves misanekes. And let's assume, if you want to sort of keep it on the chumer side, only if it's found betoch haseifel. Fine. Okay. Now, is there any, do either of those two positions distinguish between yosheves and omedes? Does he? He says omedes and yosheves are the same. It's Mizanekes or Shoseses stands upon. According to Rabbi Chananel, is there any difference between Omedes and Yosheves? Presumably not. If you what Rabbi Yosef says, Bepa'achas, Omedes and Yosheves. If Rabbi Chananel says that Rabbi Yosef is Mitaher in those cases, only Mishum Nida but not Mishum Kesem, I presume both are Tamei Mishum Kesem. That's what I would think.
Wait, were we talking about Nida or Kesem?
Bottom line is what we're talking about.
Wait,
how do is she muteres labayla or not? So I want to know if there's a distinction before the Maharami Rittenberg between Omedes and Yosheves, and the answer you gave me, I think, correct, is no. Is there a difference for Rabbi Chananel? And the answer is, I think, no. The only way to get a difference between Omedes, there's only one place that should emerge the maskana an afkamin between Omedes and Yosheves, and that is the Rush and Tosus Hashita, the way they understand the Machlokas, when it comes to Shoseses. If she's Omedes v'Shoseses, Rabbi Yosef is Moda that she's Tmeya. Yosheves v'Shoseses, she is Tahora. So there's a distinction between Omedes and Yosheves. Okay.
Why? How do we know, how do we know what Rabbi Nachman holds with regards, I thought Rabbi Nachman's point is that the Gemara is only talking about the Nida and Yosef.
We're not talking about Kesem.
Right, so then how do you extrapolate from the Gemara about some of it?
Presumably, every case there, the whole machlokus is about Nida, but a woman is Tamea, Mishum Kesem. Yehuda?
What if the Sef cell is not a Kabbal Tumah? It's giant or something.
If it's
were you here yesterday?
What?
We, ah. So we had a whole discussion about that.
Sorry, I was
thinking. No. So, and Sam further went query Rabbi Schwartz this morning. The problem is Eino Hanami, there are a lot of problems. Something's mechuber lakaka. If you say that it's colored, the question is the water's clear, but the toilet bowl is. Right? Sam raised more questions. How are you Mashiach? Has to be a gris.
And right color. Meaning if it gets too diluted with the water.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, but we old red. But it would be red, probably. But yes, the shear is a problem, the size. So that's a good question.
I don't really assume that the kesa would only be if it was on spas ha.
What?
I don't know why I pictured it only if it was on like the seat, and that would be a kesa, but like in the water.
But if the kesa, if the seat's mechobar lakarka, then it's not mekabel ksamim.
No, I mean, aside from this question.
What are toilet seats made of today, by the way?
Plastic.
Yeah. Plastic's also probably not mekabel tuma. Chachamim would never gozer on plastic. They would gozer on glass. So glass is mekabel tuma. Plastic is not mekabel tuma.
But it just be like
basic. No. Basic
cable.
What?
It has a basic cable?
Yeah, it's a toilet seat for basic people, no.
Try to picture the old
stuff. A toilet seat? No.
No, but like if you sit on a chair, that we consider that basic cable enough to be mekabel tuma, right?
Can someone help him? You're right, it's mekabel tuma. It's not a base kibble. What? Tumas midras. Tumas midras doesn't require a base kibble. If it's zava or nidah or yoledes, anyone who's tumas, sits or lies, it's called mishkav u'mosha. It's not because it's a base kibble, it's because it's a chair. Right. So, but the toilet seat is not mekabel tuma anyway. Because it's plastic.
The ball could, besides the mechuber lekarka.
And it's mechuber lekarka. Anyway.
Unless you have an outhouse, though?
Yeah, what if you have one of those paper covers that you have in the back of the.
What's wrong?
That's a big discussion, but pastures is the paper is not mechuber tuma.
Many toilets are porcelain.
Yeah.
What?
Many toilets are porcelain.
The neck leather ones. What about those?
It says it's made out of porcelain. Like, vitreous china toilets, we call porcelain.
I will just tell you the following. The toilet itself is made out of porcelain. The toilet lid that that you and I can replace easily.
Yeah, that's definitely plastic.
I think that's plastic. What?
So it's porcelain.
What's
the nice ones?
Yeah, it's porcelain and not porcelain.
The nice ones are.
You know,
if they're the porcelain ones, yes, they're porcelain.
in outside of Bergen County, New Jersey, they're very fancy, so they have expensive things. Bergen County.
There are many porcelain toilets.
In the Heights, people usually can only afford the plastic ones.
Okay, gentlemen, let's stop right now. Okay, let's move on. So, so the one har I wanted to make, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch now. The one har I wanted to make about this issue is, the truth is, the pashtus is that the woman who is mashtenes and finds blood, the issue is one of ksamim. Indeed. How do I know that?
The first mention of Kesem is about sitting. And then Shabbat is the first.
The last Mishnah of the 8th parak, preceding parak, Harela Kesem, whole discussion. The next Mishnah in a very short parak. V'tolda b'chol davar shi'echol l'os, all back summon. You go to Daphne Tesson Alpha, Isha she'osa tzracheha. Then go to the bottom of the page. Hish'ila chaluka l'nachr solanida, hareza toloba, it's all back summon. Go on and on and on. It's surrounded by summon. What's the Mishnah doing here? Right, except if it's true what I'm saying, which I think is pshat, it is a little like Rabbeinu Chananel, but not exactly so. because it would suggest that Rabbi Meir is metame mishum kesed and Rabbi Yosef is metar legamre. Now, it's true the sugya on the Yudal and base makes it sound very much not like that way. But the truth is, I would argue for the Rishonim are comfortable in saying that that Rabbi Yosef drops a level, that by Eichen and Baduk he goes from Kesem to Roa Dam Ashtana, which is Torah Lagamre. Maybe Rabbi Meir does the same thing. He drops a level. That would make the most sense just in terms of reading the Mishnah in its context. The Gemara here says that my Rebbe Yosei, Amar of Ada Bar Matana Tana Rebbe Mitam Rebbe Yosei Mitaher. The Amar Rebbe Zeira Kishetime Rebbe Kirabi Meir Uchshatir Rebbe Yosei Liatzmo Tiher. So the Tanya, Isha Shaisa Osatracha, it should be Tatan, or Isha Satracha, Rasadam, Ramir, Romanus, Tememir, Yosef Shevas Torah, Ryosim, Rabekach, Rabekach, Tahora. So the Gemara then says, I forgot this part of the Gemara, but this in a weird way supports me and undermines what I'm saying. The Gemara says, yeah, that Amale Ravacha Bered the Rabbah Ravashi, Ha'amar of Yosef Ravichina, Kishutime Rabbi Meir, in the Mishnah, Lotir El Mishum Kesem, the Ilu Rebbe by H. N. Abadach Mishum Nida Kamar, Samar Le Anan Hachi Kamino, Itmarahi Mishum Nidibmar. He argues and says that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, when he says, Kishatime Rabbi Meir, Lotim El Mishum Kesem, that's not what he said. He said, Kishatime Rabbi Meir, Time Mishum Nida. But you can see the original statement of Rabbi Achabe de Rava, of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is Rabbi Meir's Tumah in the Mishnah is Kesem. That makes perfect sense in context. Now the Gemara here tries to change that Lamaskana, although it only changes it for Rabbi Meir, doesn't change it for Rabbi Yosef. But Pashtus's looking at the Gemara on Daf Nun Testament base alone is Rabbeinu Chananel is not correct. But Rabbeinu Chananel may be based upon your Dalar Rabbeinu base, Yehuda.
But how could be Mishum Kesem if you know that you talk about Agafet Meir Glein?
Can someone help him? Because guys were torturing me in Seder all morning about this. Sam, he wanted to know how can it be a kesem? Isn't there a gosh asmei raglayim?
Oh, so we don't know
what
the
hagosh
is.
You're assuming that the Gemara, that part in Zion of the A's, is the Maskana, meaning you should really read it with Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, and that's really the Machlokas, and therefore you can have the assumption that a person could actually tell the difference between Argash Tamir Glam and Argash Asam.
The alternative way of explaining, in other words, in the Maskana, the Gemara Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that that it's a case of lo hergisha. Now, obviously, she had hargashas meir glayim because she's urinating. She didn't have a hargashas dam, and a woman can distinguish between the two. She knows the difference. So we're not really concerned about that.
So
when we are concerned, lamaisa, what we're concerned about is a different case. In other words, lamaisa, you're going to think, but we tell women not to wipe right afterwards, right? The answer is, in that case, that's not dam found by hashtana. There, you're finding the dam on a quasi-bedika, not a full-fledged bedika, but you're finding the dam inside the woman, and she just had a hargash that might have masked hargashas dam. But that doesn't mean a woman cannot know the difference, especially for those who hold that it's a suffix, not a vadai. It certainly makes sense that we're just choshesh that when she finds dam bekinuach afterwards, that maybe there was a hargasha, and she didn't notice it because she was having hargashas mei raglayim at the same time. But that doesn't mean that a woman is incapable, if she's paying attention, of distinguishing between the two. So I think you have to say. Yitzi?
Aren't the Rosh and the Rambam just saying over here that we assume, you know, that if that's our Rosh and the Rambam, that's it. It seems like they're making a general rule.
That what?
That, you know, when she's going to the bathroom, it's our Rosh and the Rambam, and you're like, you don't need to be concerned.
Agreed. He's asking why didn't we have a sugya that said that we're concerned the hargashas mei raglayim? He's saying how can it be a kesem if hargashas mei raglayim masks our regular hargashas dam? And the answer is even if the Gemara actually said that in the Havamim, the Maskana may be rejecting that. Maskana may be assuming, if it's even against the Havamina, that a woman actually does know the difference between the two. Okay. So anyway, so I thought that the posture, I understand the difficulty from Yudalam and Beis. I think the postures in the Sugya, Ezra B'Yosef B'Chanina says, before they amend him on Yudalam and Beis, or some amend him, is that Rameir's Mitame Mishum Kesem, Rabiose's Mitar Ligami, because that fits perfectly in the flow of all the Mishnayos. Everything makes sense later. All right. Anyway, Yossi.
Does that work with Rabbeinu Chanana?
No, it's against Rabbeinu Chanana.
Right.
I understand. The Gemara Lamaskana Yadalman base sounds like it says that Rameir is Mitame Mishum Nida. That doesn't necessarily mean Rabbi Yosei is Mitahir only Mishum Nida. He might be Mitahir Lagamri. But I'm pointing out that even Rabbi Meir being Mitame Mishum Nida is against the Pshat of the Mishnah. Because otherwise the Mishnah is in the wrong place.
Got it. But I still, I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Chanana, the Gemara, the Mishnah on the Mitame is talking about Nida D'oraisa.
The Mishnah is talking about Mitame and Mitame Mishum Nida, yeah.
Right. So then how do we know what they hold regarding Ksanim? Like, how does what they say in the Mishnah? How does Rabbi Yochanan know what Rabbi Yossi would say about
Ksanim? You mean, how does he know that it'd be Mitame Mishum Kesem?
Yeah, how does he know when, like, which cases Shalchas HaNes or
firstly, if you make the analogy to Rebbe and Rabbi Chia earlier, if you assume that Rebbe and Rabbi Chia is the same as Rameir and Rabbi Yosei, which the Gemara suggests, so Rameir's Mitame Mishum Nida, Rebbe's Mitame Mishum Nida, Rabbi Chia's Mitame Mishum Kesem. So assume that Rameir's Mitame Mishum Nida and Rabbi Yosei's Mitame Mishum Kesem only. But he's Mitame.
Meaning, in which
cases
though, even in the cases Rabbi Yosei says is Mitahir,
Mitahir Mishum Nida.
Right, so she would be Asur in all cases.
So it would seem. And the only exception Rabbeinu Chananel seems to draw is the Seifa of Isha Shitilu Tocha Seifa. Because that's already Sveik Sveika. So there you Mitahir Iva Mishum Kesem. Moshe?
So in order to really understand, if we say that she can tell the difference between the two different Argesha, then why shouldn't everything be actual Nida? What's the difference between the cases which we say kesem and the cases which we say nida?
What do you mean? It's a machlokas whether you say kesem or nida.
Let's say according to Rabbi Meir, he says some of the cases you say iser nida, some of the cases.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Kesem. What is the difference? The
probability of where the dam is coming from.
So
hold on.
That's a new thing, right? Because usually we say it's only about whether you had the
argasha. Oh, no, you're not asking the question right. You're asking a good question we didn't have the answer to, which is if what we're dealing with a case is of no argasha. The real question you want to ask is the following. If we're assuming for Rabbi Yosei it's only a kesem because there was no argasha, because it was just Mei Raglayim. She had argasha Mei Raglayim and she knows the difference, right? Then why is Rabbi Meir Mitame Mishum Nida? That's the question that you're asking. Right. In other words, if Rabbi Yosei is Mitame Mishum Kesem, the Mishnah must be a case where there's no Hargasha Stam.
Yes.
So then, for Rabbi Meir, how can he be Mitame Mishum Nida if there's no Hargasha Stam?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay. We didn't have a really good answer to that question, unless one wants to posit that Rabbi Meir says you don't require Hargasha.
But then
Rabbi Meir says women do get confused between Hargasha Stam and Hargasha Smei Raglayim. Right, you're gonna have to find something. Oh no, Gail's coming.
You could just say that maybe a miyut of women can't tell the difference.
What's that?
You could say a miyut of women can't tell the difference between hagasha mei raglayim and hagasha dam, and the mei is chashina lemiyuta, and so he's mitameh.
Excellent. Okay. As we would say, ein elu divrei nevius, but I don't have a better suggestion. So you can be the prophet. Fine.
No, that is what we see today. Today, only a small percentage of women have hagasha at all. Like, you assume, but I don't know, what kind of ridiculous idea that hagasha should be different for a small percentage of women?
Yeah.
So it's an accepted thing that a difference between Kesem and Isser Nida could be the probability of whether it happened?
No. I scratched that. I didn't understand what you were asking. So just forget that. Forget what I just said. Forget that line. Just the issue is, presumably there's no Hargash in the Mishnah. The question is, why is Rameir Choshesh for Nida?
Right, so why is he Choshesh in some cases? Why in some cases does he settle for Kesem? And why in some cases is he
Nida? No, that's, you're going to the next step.
Yes, sorry, that was my question. Is it because of probability? Because that would make sense, but
I don't know. I don't think so. We don't find that. Usually determine whether a Kesem is Tameh or not, we look at probability. Where is it most likely to have come from? But to distinguish between Kesem and Nida, it's usually just dependent whether it's a Hargasha or not. And if Rameir is, he has a different standard, so what difference does it make? I don't know, it's a good question. And if you say Rameir is Metame Mishum Kesem and Rabbi Yose is Metire, then you understand that. You understand for Rabbi Meir, the cases where he's Metame Mishum Kesem and the cases where he's Metire Mishum Kesem, you understand that has to do with probability, where it came from. That fits perfectly. That's a very good kasha against Rabbi Nochanan Os Pshat. It's a very good question. Better than even the question we were asking. I don't know the answer, but that's a very good question. During comment? Okay. And let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Who was reading? Yitzi, you were reading?
ואפילו הגישה גופה ונזעזע, אין החוששת שהרגשה מהרגלה היא זו, שאין מהרגלה מן החדר, ודם זה, דם מכהו, וחלחולת או וכו'.
So this is from the Rambam. The Rambam's idea that even if her entire body trembles, doesn't matter. We assume that this blood that came with the shesen, we assume that it's a damaka in the urethra or in the kidneys. Fine. Now the Rambam. So that's the sheet that the Rambam and Rashi, the Rashba, and the Ran. Comes along the Rambam. No surprises. All right, so that's the Rush, and the Tosis is Pshat. That Omedes v'shoseses is Tamea. That's the second opinion. The Taz in Siv Beis is the Taz that Siv Katan Beis is the one I mentioned to you, who explains why does the Tur and the Ramah here adds in as well, Asfas HaSeifel and Betoch HaSeifel. After all that matters is Mizanekes or Shoseses, you know, when she's Omedes. Now comes the Rambam with a third opinion. Okay, and Vahachi Nahu. All right, so we have to look at this carefully. There are those who say that even by Yosheves, it's not Mutter, unless she is Mikalachas and Nimsa Adam Betocha Seifel. But if it is found Al Sfasa Seifel, she is Temeah. Now, if the Ramah stop there, whose opinion would this be?
This is Naram.
It would be Naram's opinion. Now he says four more words. What are they? No. Repeat. After Al Sfasa Seifel Temeah. Four more words. Okay, whose shita is that? Well, yes, but we don't pass like Rav Meir. Whose shita is that? Whose shita does that fit with? That she's always Tmeya when she's Omedes? To the best of my knowledge, there's only one Rishon who could plausibly claim this. Who's that? Well, let's say, is it the Rambam? No. Is it Tosfos? No, because Tosfos says Omedes u'Mesanekes is Tahora. Is it the Maram Meirutenberg? No, why not? Because Rabbi Yose is Metayer, Ben Yosheves, Ben Omedes, and we pass in that way. Doesn't seem like the Rashi. No, there's only one Rishon. No. Rabbeinu Hananel. That's the problem. That's the problem. This shita looks like a cross between Rabbeinu Hananel and Maram Meirutenberg.
Or something where if you have Tarki with Hebrew subs, it's a final way
to
Tarki with
Hebrew subs. Oh, gosh. I didn't know this was going to cause such
controversy. It's cloudy with the chance of meatballs today. Okay.
Yeah, Tartlore Yisrael versus meaning if you like sort of like separate the grid.
Just one request during the muster at the end. Can we refrain from dropping any food on the floor?
No one's moved.
Okay. Wants to be machmir. Yes.
If you, I mean, there's no Rishon who has the svara, who spells this out. But it's a fairly like reasonable explanation to take on, I think, that if you separate out sort of the grid into the bottom right, let's say, is Tarki with Hebrew Sa, and the top right, the bottom left are Chazal Reis.
Yeah, well, that's Rabbi Meir. That's the Russian Rabbi Meir. Tosfos and Rabbi Meir. So I think I'm seeing a little light here. There's the Shach. The Shach was sensitive to this question. In Os Dalid, he writes, Avo b'makalachas, ela b'makalachas, by Yosheves. You need all those conditions. He's just explained this part of the Rama, who says that there's a case by Yosheves which is Tahora. He's Litaros Lichat Chila. V'chein lebayla. Uche depreciates besamuch. Avo b'yosheves b'emza sefel t'meir. If I could change things here, it should say umode le Rabbi Yose l'taros l'chatchil v'chein lebayla. Rameir is mode to Rabbi Yose, right? That she is tahora l'chatchila and lebayla. In other words, what it entails doing is claiming, we were bothered by the fact that, the way Tosfos reads Rabbeinu Hananel reading the Gemara, Halachatchila Habidiyeved, is that only the Seifa of the Mishnah, the double suffix, the Sfeik Sveika, is Lachatchila, the rest is Bidiyeved, which means she's Asur Labayla. So he's suggesting, no, that even within the Reisha, wherever Rabbi Meir is Modet to Rabbi Yosei, and says Tahora, in such a case, you can be Meikel Lagamri. Even Mishum Kesem Yimetayr. It's a big Kiddush. It doesn't sound like that for Rabbeinu Hananel. Right? Because when Rabbeinu Hananel says that when Rabbi Yosei was Metayr, he was only Metayr Mishum Nida, not Mishum Kesem, Rabbi Yosei put them together. Rabbi Yosei Metayr Beino Medes Ben Yosheves. Where's the distinction between the two? I mean, it's a Svara, it's nice, but where do you see that in Rabbeinu Hananel? Yitzi.
Theoretically, he leaves an opening for Omeda. But most of the time, when she's Omeda, like we saw, throughout different Gemaras, so it's probably going to be, like, you'll end up on her leg or whatever, that's your standard Kesem, and that's why, just as a matter of probability, she's going to be Tamei. And now I can have a case where, you could
theoretically, you can hold it to you. Theoretically, Rabbi Yossi holds that if she's omitted, she could be Tahara. That's not really going to happen in reality. Now I have a case where if she's Mizaneket, I think it's only going to work out probabilistically if she's sitting, but not if she's standing. And that's the opinion.
That's not a way of formulating things. You're formulating the wrong din just because of Metzias. You know, because Rashi says it's a Yeshet Lazanik when she's standing, so you don't have to feel you don't have to talk about that case. No, Rama's not going to formulate things that way.
I don't mean even that. I mean, Stam, if Rabbi Yossi is coming to deal with the Tami. I mean, that's just something we saw earlier, with, like the Gemara talks about all the time, that it ends up somewhere on the legs, or the body in general, but meaning that's like a... I know it's a stretch. I'm just saying it could theoretically be the opinion of
all right.
That Rabbi Yossi is talking about Tami.
Anyway, let's just take a look at the Shach's comments about Rabbeinu Hanan al Shita, Sivkat on Gimel. I'll read. Kain nira lefian yestaiti, muchach mehashas vayushalmi kayeshomim elu shem Rabbeinu Hanan el v'siyato. Shekol dvar v'dere kabbalah. V'hu mehashas tap depera kol ayad af yudal en rabbeiz mashmad rabbi yosei gabi eichenu badok betamim yishum kesem. V'chenu miyushalmi shem lehedyo. B'shas hosam edama eichenu badok le'isha she'osa tzocheah. The Gemara makes the two shtel. V'chein kosev rashba b'tor sabayas aruch, you know, v'atos v'sham, d'dami lahadadi, which I find to be, I want to say this only in way of derech eretz, it's playing a little bit of a game here, suggesting that Tosos and the Rashba both acknowledge that they seem to be dom lahadadi when both Tosos and the Rashba reject Rabbeinu Hananel. It's like they point out, yeah, it's true, it sounds like that, but they don't accept it. So invoking the Rashba, you're invoking the Rashba and Tosos to point out what is there in the Gemara. We understand from the Gemara, but Tosos and the Rashba rejected this approach. Im kein ha narminam b'shas the Rabbi Yosei mitaher af lachatchila lataros koi dafka aseifa v'lo aresha. Dafka, what's the aseifa? Ish v'isha. Not on the Resha. V'cheinu b'tos v'sham. Again, Tosos doesn't hold that way. The Mordechai holds that way. The Rabbeinu Hananel. They quote Rabbeinu Hananel. Uve Mordechai perek beis de shvuos. V'aguda perek ha'isha. V'agar shari dur simen gimel. Again, that's not true. The Mordechai doesn't hold that way. The Mordechai holds like the Marami Rutenberg. But that would mean that Omedes is also Tahora. V'aguda perek eishu v'agol sharei dura simen gemol v'chei muchach b'rashi b'mashe piresh kamash melon demi mishnah yisera delo itzruch tafilu l'chadchila kama ayin sham. From Rashi, as far as you can tell, the Gemara might be talking about Taras, but Rashi never suggests that he thinks that she's tmei mishum kesem. The comment in Rashi is just a part of the Gemara that the Beis Yosef thought was a good diuk, maybe the Rashba thought was a tzas diuk for the Rabbi Hananel. How do you know the sugya on Tessa Medbeis is talking about Taros? The answer is because they talk about Lachatchila and Midiyavet. It's not a Raya Machracha, so it could be talking about both. But, anyway, so those are not Rayas. Gam HaRashba B'Tor Sabayis Shom Kosav the Pashta the Shmait the Perakal Yad Mashma Kerbeinu Hananel Yeah, Ela She'achar Kacholak Alav V'ahinu l'fima shapireshu da'af l'chatchila areshanami koi, v'ze'ena. Gam b'beis Yosef dochak l'chalak bein taros l'bayla, v'ze'ena al d'chehecha l'taros l'chatchila asura, hu adin l'bayla. Okay, they all, in other words, the invocation of these other authorities adds nothing. Right, because the Rashba and the Beis Yosef and the Tosos, they all rejected Rabbeinu Hananel. And even the Mordechai didn't really hold like Rabbeinu Hananel. Ubazasi Shapir Masha Hiksha Haran Bitshuva Siminem Tes and Mavia Beis Yosef, the Hechi Efsha Shishmov Rabbi Abra Tavar Sviluk Rabbi Yosef, Vishakli Vitarelli Vidar Meir, how can that be? Umasha Tire Taran, the Ran's Teretz was the mode of Rabbi Yosef and Nimsa Asfasa Sefalachun, who dochak? The Hainu Lomai Klaabahachi. Ela Afalgad the Pasuk Rabbi Yosef, Haidun Lain the Evid, the Mai the Polaglad Rabbi Meir, Avalain Lachatchila. The modele komai the shayach gabri Rabbi Meir, but the evet shayach gabri Rabbi Yosei le'inyan lechatchila v'chozeh bar. So here the shach is already being merame, so that's saying to what he's going to say in the next shach, that the only time Rabbi Yosei is metaher only b'di'evet is when Rabbi Meir is cholek aleph, namely in omedes and in Yosheves Vishoseses. In those cases, Rabbi Yosei would be Mitame Mishum Kesem. But presumably in the case where Rameir himself is Mitar, Rabbi Yosei is Mitar even Lachatchila there. Umidivrei v'choze baru. Umidivrei achorna mashma v'gam l'kama midivrei ravach imashma v'ateres v'ateres zahav. Who's the ateres zahav, by the way? The Levush. Who was the Levush? He was a close student to the Ramah.
Yeah,
that reminds me of a course, of a horrible history course. You should now appreciate how much better your education is. Maybe you don't like it because you have to work, do more work. But in the history course that I took in Yeshiva College 27 years ago, so, you know, there were secondary readings for this Western Civilization course, except that all you had to know for it, apparently, I didn't learn this until after the midterm, all you had to know was who wrote what book, because you would give an ID, a couple IDs, and one was the name of the book, and you say this is a work and must have been authored by so-and-so, and that was enough, apparently. And then, if they gave you the author, you say he's the author of such and such a work, and so. So, Baruch Hashem, the standards have improved today. So, you work harder, but standards have improved, you get more of an education. Okay, so that's where you go. Yes, the Levush was the author of the Ateres Zahav, and the Ateres Zahav was authored by the Levush. And the Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah.
So the Ateres Zahav is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch?
The Levush, I believe, is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. In other words,
what's that? Exactly?
Yes, I believe it's a... The Ateres Zahav is what the Levush is called, I believe, on Yerideya.
Your five volumes, which are based on that
Pasukim? Yes, I think they're probably all based upon Mordechai Tzalmeach B'Levush, Malchus Techeles Vachor. So I don't remember exactly, but I believe that it's on Shulchan Aruch. I have a little bush at home. I can check, but I believe that Ateres Zahav is the commentary on Yerideya.
But people refer to it by the name of the...
The Shach usually does. He doesn't call it the Levush. I believe that on the margins it's called the Levush Malchus is the name of the Sefer. But we call it the Levush was the Talmud of the Ramah. So in the Ateres Zahav and the Ramah, the Shach says, I don't think it's a chumrah, I think it's a din. He thinks that this Ramah, it is the Ramah says it's the minhag, but he thinks this is really ikar hadin. Okay, there are, you know, you'll see, you even look in the Pisrei Tshuva, and we're not going to read it, but the Achronim will invoke the fact that there are the Shitos, like the Mechaber, you know, as a Tzir of Lekula. Yehuda? The Shach says Beferish no, I believe. I think the Shach writes later. I believe he says somewhere the Shach, I think, says. Pretty sure. Let's see where. I don't see the Shach here, but unless it was the Taz who said that, I don't remember. But someone says, I think that, of course, not. I think not in terms of Akiras Veses. I thought it's on the next, on the case in the Ramah, that they say that.
No,
I understand what he says at Medina, but he's not talking in that context. Okay, so anyway, yes, Yossi?
Just to clarify, the problem with the Ramah's clarification of Rabbi Yochanan is that...
It should be Tamea all the time.
Even in the case where the Ramah is also safe.
Yes, even Yosheves Mizanekes Latocha Seifa. Yeah.
So where does he get that from?
Right. Yep. Okay, and the problem with the citation in parentheses, which doesn't refer to Rabbeinu Hananel, is that Omedis is not Bechol Inyan Tamea. That's pretty clear. Omedis is Torah also by Misanekes.
Even according to
Rabbeinu Hananel? In the parentheses in my Shulchan Aruch, unless someone changes them, they put in the Mordechai and the Hagosh Maimonios and the Shari Dura and the Maram. Yeah. Matt? it looks like it's a hybrid. Unless the Shach tries to explain, it's really Rabbeinu Chananel.
Are we comfortable
with that? Like, you don't need to say, like, go according to this. Well, you could be Mechalik. Anyway, so that's the bottom line. The Ramah goes on at great length to talk about various scenarios and determinations. But again, the appropriate manner of dealing with these things is to make a medical inquiry to figure out what the cause is. If you have something which is dam, when you know there's a maka there, then it is clear you can be told on the maka, especially if there are things that are mochiach, that it's coming from the maka. When you don't know that it's a maka, they're just a ka'ev, so that already is a machlokas. And that's why the Ramah is known to lahachmir. But the solution to the problem is to deal with it medically, and then you will solve your problem. You'll find that quickly enough. Yitzi?
So I know this was discussed earlier, I guess, regarding our own toilets, but do we know what kind of sefel they're referring to?
I believe it was probably, I'm guessing it was like a klecheres. It was like a port, you know, what was the term?
A chamber pot,
yes.
So theoretically, this could just be a kind of totally theoretical.
So here's the catch, actually. It's not so simple, by the way. Going back to your issue with the Ksamim, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a Kesem. But according to the Mordechai and the Marami Rutenberg, it's not a Kesem. They're more Mako by Omedes Mizanekas, but they're not Mako by Yosheves Vishosasas. And it's not Mishum Kesem, it's Mishum, potentially Mishum Nida. So all the kulas that you're thinking about aren't relevant. And let's just be honest, Omedes is not a normal scenario. So if it's Yosheves and Mizanekas Latocha Seifel, and the blood is only found there, so the Ramah says Tahora. If she is Mizanekes, and if she's Yosheves Vishoseses Latocha Seifel, I don't think you can just rely upon Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Ramah himself doesn't say Mishum Kesem. Says in Mitame, and so it could be it's Mishum Nida. So the whole question on some level might be irrelevant, right? Because Rabbeinu Chananel is a little bit lekula legabe the Marami Rutenberg by claiming that the cases where Yose is Mitayer, but we are Mitame is Mishum Kesem. Right? Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel might very well hold, he could hold like the Rambam in terms of Rabbi Yose is Mitayer everywhere, but Mitame Mishum Kesem everywhere. Or he could hold like Tosus in the Rush. That he's metame, Rabbi Yose is only metame by Omedes Vishoseses, but by Yosheves and by Omedes Mizanekes, he's metaher, but metame Mishum Kesem. So it would turn out that by Yosheves Vishoseses, Rabbeinu Chananel says Rabbi Yose is metame only Mishum Kesem, whereas according to the Maram, metame legamre. And if that's so, then your typical case where you would be concerned, namely by Yosheves Vishoseses, All your Kesem questions go out the window, or by Schwartz's questions too. I think that would be the answer. Okay. Any questions about this? I don't feel the mitzvah to read the rest of the Ramah. You should read the rest of the Ramah, just read through it, but it can be a little confusing. It's a question in certain places. You may be taking a hybrid of Shitos, or taking part of the Tshuva Samariel, not or the whole Tshuva Samariel. All right. But the way we would deal with it, outside of the specifics of the Ramah, is to deal with it, go to the doctor. It's even if it weren't for Nida. Instead, if a single woman or a male found the Dam in that case, also go to the doctor. Yossi.
In terms of the Rush, the interject from being Machalik between Tocha Seifel and Sasa Seifel for Omedes, so Tether, what's the basis to me?
Again,
for the Rush, right?
The Toch versus Al-Sfas?
Yeah.
I think we looked at the Taz. The Taz just says it's Diber Behova. There are a lot of look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and he quotes a whole series of explanations for it, and then offers his own. Nope. All right. Any other questions? Danny, do you have the regular reporter?
I guess.
Take this.
I think you all got the email with the announcement.